I really hope so.
You think that's gonna happen?
I really, really hope so.
I don't know, bro. Breeze don't give a shit about loyalty. Like,
yeah, loyalty, he's done. Like, after the move thing, he don't give a shit.
Do you guys think Jazz and Hustle is happening on this card?
No, definitely not.
Okay. I wanted to.
But
okay.
They'll probably do Ace versus me. Yeah.
As a surprise battle.
I'll be honest with you. I like the promo.
That'd be surprising.
I like Rex and Geechee.
I think it's great.
I think that's gonna happen. I'm really
like that off the flyer though.
Yeah.
But maybe to make it a surprise.
Geechee's surprise, probably.
Yeah, not surprised. Geechee ain't been on Thingy in a while. Geechee ain't been on URL.
He was on Thingy.
Boot class, isn't it?
He was just on Double Impact.
Oh, he was.
He was on Double Impact.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. You're saying that battles that mount.
Yeah.
But you're saying it in the most diplomatic way.
Yeah,
man. Shout out Dipset, man. Come on.
It's weird because they had the face-offs on Saturday, but they haven't been released.
Oh, come on. You don't know how it is, man.
No, but normally, like, they do it the day for the battles. They've done it randomly.
Things are crazy over there.
There's one content, clearly.
Things are crazy over that side. Things are crazy over that side.
This is crazy.
He's crazy.
I was about to quote the line, but I said, nah, man.
It was a massacre. Yeah.
Jehovah in me, the angels in me.
I hear that.
Had to do the remix for it. Face.
Are you trying yesterday still?
Is it? My nigga, man. You know what? It's sort of like, remember, what was it? Mac from Soul Solid Crew.
Oh, Jesus.
You see the Worship the Devil?
Yeah.
Red is my best colour.
I used to remix it to Worship God. Blue is my best colour.
Man said blue. Gunshots.
Real blue.
Gunshots for that one. I rate that.
I know it's because blue is like angelic, is like seen as a holy color, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said blue band. Give me
that makes sense because I see people doing bare blue love hearts on Twitter.
Yeah.
What? No, people that do like blue love hearts.
Yeah, so
that's red sometimes.
That's what they're doing, bro. That's what they're doing.
Now, not me, Crip shit. Real Crip shit. Crip man down.
Oh, Crip.
Crip man down.
But that was so much. Crip man down, man. You know,
who said that?
Don't you remember one of the views?
That sounds wild, man.
What you say, bro? No. There's a video of it.
Think said that them CGM.
Them CGM youths
said that. It's funny because you see Dave East.
Dave East
got a song. Yeah. And he sampled that bit.
It's a tribute to King Sugar. Crip man down. Yeah. Real Crip shit. Crip man down.
You know what? It's just like one of the weirdest things ever because.
You know there was a Dipset solution, right?
Of course.
Oh. That I never understood. Remember,
yeah. Quick question. Yeah. Random. This is random.
Same with the G Unit.
It's black and red.
Yeah.
Alright, so you got like D-Block Europe in, obviously. They're doing the thing. Do you think, SAS, like, that's what they should have been?
Of course.
As in, like, how D-Block Europe have blown.
Bruv.
That's what SAS should
have been.
There's a huge reason why SAS didn't do what thing they did.
Because Manem in the UK didn't really care for SAS like that.
Shit like that.
And they didn't respect us like that.
I would literally say the reason why D-Block Europe done well is because D-Block Europe didn't try and be D-Block.
Shit like that. I did it a little bit, though. Very tiny bit. If you listen to that old stuff.
I hear what we're saying, but what I'm saying is
they blew up and D-Block Europe.
There was three members.
Right now, yeah, they used to be three.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, he's the cousin.
If we're being honest, if DBE went to the US, they would confuse the fucking market.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean disagree? What do you mean confuse it?
Right, if I heard D-Block Europe was coming to perform, I'm expecting...
Oh, okay, in that sense.
Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, what is this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I hear you.
You man has Ian Pussy and shit, yeah? And then Zans, and what? Huh? Yeah. Where? Huh? Where's the gunshot? I hear it. Nothing wrong with any of that. It's just, it just totally off brand.
Haven't being under the name D-Block, you expect some gritty New York rap. and then you hear D Block Europe, you would even expect some gritty rap.
Yes.
And then they're kind of in tune, auto-tuning up. And don't get me wrong, because we know what Young Ads can do.
Oh, rapping. Yeah, 100%.
He can really rap.
Yeah,
but,
facts.
But in terms of what they became commercially successful for, that was their own lane. And their own lane's not even bad.
I'm just saying, face value, I'll be like, huh?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Bruv, if man said they was doing classical raps. Music, but they was doing drill, I'll be like, but that ain't classical, bruv. Yeah. Like, how did I get here?
One thing I do like is the fact that, like, they own the name D-Block. And D-Block are like, nah. That's them, man. Like, they're D-Block crew, boy. Like, Jadakiss has spoke about them bare times and be like, nah, those are our little brothers. Like, yeah. Before the fame, they've been our little brothers.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
That's one thing I've
liked. There's videos of Jadakiss in flipping.
Yes.
Lewisham Way. Yeah.
That was when they shot.
I just remember Young Ads and that. I remember Young Ads and them man freestyling and Jadakiss introing them, and that was in the UK.
I remember that.
Didn't they do like some Westwood freestyle?
Yes, that's the one.
Young Ads been cold.
When Jadakiss had a durag on.
Yeah,
man. That's when we found out that Jadakiss had hair.
That's so mad to me. That was like a.
Talking about Jada, I didn't realize he really used to fold paper towels in his head, bro.
Yeah, that was a
crazy.
I thought it was like, you know them, you know the hand towels.
Mops, I saw it the other day. I said, "What is this, bro?" Man had the serious Kleenex.
Paper yeah, bro,
the Kleenex.
Yeah. like Kleenex. Bounty.
Yeah, the Bounty.
Like Bounty. And he. When you watch some old videos and you've got that big thick thing.
Good shit, bro.
That is a paper towel on man's forehead. Shit,
boy. I wish I could do the T-shirt one.
The T-shirt was hard.
I remember that video of 50 and Soulja Boy.
Yeah, and then
when he had the T-shirt tied and look. Yeah.
Those head wrap things are
I don't know why, for some reason I feel like you can do that, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
Not with a T-shirt. I need to find that way.
Kano, shout out to the Dipset from Ends. Shout out to G-Unit as well, remember?
Yeah, no.
From Ends?
Yeah, there was a G-Unit in Ends once. Where? So when the whole G-Unit wave was going on.
I was going to shout out, Ultra Whiskey.
Words.
So when the whole G-Unit wave was starting like around early 2000s, so Ghetto Boys then went
G. It makes sense. And then it makes a lot of sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah. You were Wildcat guys, innit?
I wasn't a Wildcat. I was from Forest Hill, bro.
Forest Hill, Catford, same shit, bro.
Yeah, man.
Look at these Southeast.
Kind of just airing their grievances.
Southeast was safe once at a time, bro.
Nah, I don't believe that, boy.
What? No, it never was, bro.
I don't believe you.
I remember being 8 and being step 2.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Bro, I was 8. What are they bothering me for?
Sorry, guys. Random question. This is so random. Have any of you been to Original Flavor yet? In Brixton?
No. I've heard about it, though. I heard that it's better than what's it called?
Yeah, the food's all right.
I heard the food is banging.
Yeah. But it's taken over the, what's it called? What's the place? That's
the one that was in Brixton. Fish and Tings.
The other one. It's like with the, I know which one you're talking about. The one on the corner, innit? Yeah. Next to Ritzy.
Yeah, the main one.
Fucking hell.
What, Refill?
Yeah.
Refills, but not that one. The rest satay bar.
It's gone.
No, it's still there. Oh, I'm saying like spot, boy, people would rather go there.
Yeah.
Refill ain't been
once
hot
upon
for
a time.
Years,
that was Baby Mum World, bruv. That was Baby Mum Central, bruv.
Buff though.
Go down. Yeah, Buff Baby Mums as well. Where their boyfriends are doing life.
Shit like that.
Free the boys.
Fuck you.
What happened to your boy?
Free that boy.
Free your boy, you know.
Free the boys. Allegedly.
Nah, that's mad.
They got Brixton, man.
Them girls were smart still.
Shout out Southwest, shout out Southeast every single time, man. If you're not from South, then fuck off.
I hate that. Boy. That's it, go.
We're in the building!
Yes!
Yeah! Headshot! Yeah! Episode 128.
Sounds about right.
Something like
128. Yeah, there's nothing.
Face first.
There's nothing really for 128.
Another BPM that Drake would body. But anyway.
Yeah! Talk that shit.
Bang.
Talk that shit still. Yeah,
he's too comfortable. I don't like how comfortable he is.
Rally Mops.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was going to say something totally different. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Don't no, go, what are you going to say, brother?
I can't do that.
No, I was going to say maybe Drake killed the URL, but I was going to leave it alone.
Face first.
You might be onto something.
After that car just went downhill.
Nothing's been the same.
No, fair enough.
So URL dead?
Nah, don't say that, man. Don't say that. We're going to get Reese and Sunny in the comments.
URL
lawyers, boy. URL lawyers.
How much is Smack paying y'all, niggas?
Reese and Sunny are joining this podcast soon.
How much is Smack paying y'all, niggas?
Hey, they are lawyers for URL,
guys, man. Hey, shout out Reese and Sunny every single time.
Hoopers and Shooters. How many is Smack to pay y'all, niggas?
Do you believe?
Listen,
I believe.
I believe.
Let's get these intros over and done. First and foremost, show episode 128. Chris the Capo, I'm in the building.
Capo,
Lego,
Fly Guy Rich is in the building.
The flyest.
Grey Hoodie Steph, I'm in the building.
Beloved.
CH, I'm in the building.
Oh, the coolest.
My nigga, the coolest. Cooler than the other side of the pillow. Of the fuck are these niggas talking about?
Awesome.
And listen, we can never ever do an episode behind the cap.
Mr. Respect the shooter.
Mr. Michael Mops.
It's murder.
Murder. Can't forget my guy, man. Tony Yayo every single time, man.
Yayo.
RBG to the world. Man, everyone good? Gucci.
Yeah, man, we there.
Yeah, man. Well.
Just about here, man. This
shitty ass.
Horrible
weather.
Summer, man.
Hey, this summer is not summering, boy.
Are you man in dress, though? No, that's all I'm saying. You man in dress.
Where you going?
I ain't got nowhere.
You sure?
Yeah.
So cryptic, yeah.
I don't believe. The man said you men enjoy it. Like we're all not enjoying the same weather.
Nah. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know why you're acting like you know.
No socks.
Like me.
You, yeah.
No socks.
And you, yeah, Mr. In the Phone. Yeah, you let enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
Original Mr. No Socks.
Mr. No Socks.
Nah, slightly.
That's a problem with these silly niggas too.
The reason that's still. I have to wear sports socks, so we're not no more coming up.
Man just bare toeing it up in the thing, you know.
Just can't lie.
Fuck it. Man just finger blasting
the Birkenstocks thing, but I may do the Birkenstocks.
Man
thing,
is toe blasting his sneakers and them thing, you know.
Everyone's wearing. I might actually get them ones. They look real old and gross.
They are Birkenstocks, but I wasn't. The
ones look like clogs. Yeah, the toes are covered and that.
Yeah, the toes are covered. Yeah.
Them ones I might get involved in.
So comfortable, bro.
And my Crocs, I'm not gonna lie. Them Salahe Bembry, yeah, my friend, I'm not lying.
I don't know about Crocs still. I'm still.
You didn't get the Bembry though.
Huh?
You didn't get the Bembry.
You know what? Like come on, bro.
No, I haven't seen them.
I got a pair, bro. Talking about
what ones?
The ones that fingerprint.
The Birkenstocks, man.
No, not Birkenstocks. Oh. No, I'm talking about
Crocs.
I'm talking about Crocs.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. There's a special version. Yeah.
Is it? No, not Burberry, Bembry.
There's
a guy named Salahe Bembry.
Drippy.
Hey.
Shit like that.
Wish, boy.
Everyone good, though, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Let's get straight into this, man. There's been so much that's been going on, so many announcements. Finally, we've got our battle rap back.
Press a button.
Shit like that. We've got our battle rap back.
We've got a full card. SM.
Yeah. Do we start off with the madness of the summer?
Yeah. Let's start like prediction. Cool. Let's get
summer going. Madness. Summer madness coming.
Summer 13?
13.
Fucking hell.
How full you said?
12.
13.
You call it Midsummer Night's Dream. It's mid. Mid. Midsummer.
Midsummer
Night's Dream.
Shit like that.
Boy. What are you saying? They put it in a mid of summer. Put it in a mid of
January. What's July?
The mid of summer. That when they linked it?
Technically, okay, SM is... So it should be an all-star card.
Bro, it's WrestleMania. Yeah.
Summer Midness.
No,
it's all-star card.
Summer Midness is coming.
Top.
What are you saying? Summer Midness is coming.
Don't do that. Summer Midness.
I was about to say.
No, I hear him still.
No, I do hear him.
Oh man, that's funny. Summer Midness. I'm proud of that one.
When you expect Summer Madness, you expect...
Immaculate wordplay.
Yeah, like SM, you expect a all-star game.
Right.
Everyone here does.
Bro.
That's the meaning of it.
Yes.
Do you know what's crazy? If we looked at this card
5 years ago, man would have been looking at this card like, this card is five years, even maybe 7 years ago, we would look at this card, like, this card is crazy.
Battle, yeah. I don't hate it.
But I feel like the names make the card look better than it actually is. Yeah, because when you look at the names and the people there, yes, you can expect... Let's go through.
You're gonna get moments. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
I think well, if you we're not gonna get back and forth. Know. We're gonna get certain man and if you spanking other guys.
Yep.
Pause. Yeah. Pause. I'm not even gonna go further. But they're gonna get people.
Huh? No, carry on.
No, wait. Hold on. No. He didn't mean why, but I know what you're thinking.
He meant why for this. Like, yeah, like, I hear it.
He's on the young spring.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was good. But yeah. I'm going mad.
You feel like men are gonna get bodied on this card.
I think. Do you know what it is?
That's not what he's saying.
I think a lot of people are gonna get bodied. I think it's gonna be a lot of free zips, and it's not gonna be easy back and forth. I think it's gonna be a, oh, that guy didn't prepare well, and this guy's gonna smoke this person, or this guy didn't prepare well, and this guy's mid. Agreed. So this is what we're gonna get.
The last big cards we get. None of them have lived up to the hype. One.
The last time a man was ass.
Hands up to the hype.
Exactly.
The last time.
And that's why I'm like, 100%. How good are they going to be?
No, but see, that. You, no, got you.
Go on.
All right, so here's the thing, right? I just feel like I'm looking at the card and I don't hate it. I wouldn't call it Summer Madness.
But
I don't really see any of the. Right, this sounds mad. Yeah. Under current workload, I don't care for 90% of this card being Summer Madness. Yeah. I would rather you give me some of the younger ones that have shown and proved through the year that have more potential to wow
such
us.
I'm not talking about Sir Foot's flare-ups. I'm talking about Jerry West is one of the best examples of.
I hear that.
But what's Jerry West done wrong to not be on Summer Madness?
Do you know? That's fair. And I have no issue with people like Jerry West being on the card.
Yeah,
I hear it.
I'm just saying. With no disrespect. Summer Madness, and we got no Lou Castro.
I hear you still.
That's where I'm trying to go with
After Lou Castro has been on stage and he's been performing as one of the best performers on the big stage.
Yeah. What has Smack lost in the last 12 months? Where has his gains come from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do these people here represent the best gains?
Where have his gains come from, though?
I was saying, honestly,
Lou Castro.
Also the mid-tiers.
Yes.
If you would classify them as mid-tiers,
Jerry West.
Who? Astro. Yeah.
Jerry West.
Miss Hustle's done well
Miss
for
Hustle,
him.
Miss Hustle, definitely.
She's not mid,
But we're just talking about people.
You asked where his wins come from. I'm trying to tell you. Jazz has been a gain.
Facts. Yes, right? If we're talking about the last 12 months.
Rock, as always.
Rock, he's on
Rock's
the card.
Rock's been solid.
Ramniti has been solid.
Geechee has been solid.
Chef Trez?
URL? Not really.
I would say Trez, but Twerk has.
For Chef Trez, you know what I think it is? The best analogy for Chef Trez is that he is like a Jap stamp.
In sense of?
You're always going to get 7.5.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
You're always going to get that.
I'll be honest with you, bro.
The real issue is a win.
Real Sick. Right. The thing is, you may look at Sick and think he's giving great performances, but he's been losing.
He might be losing, but he might win this time.
Yes.
This is the whole point of Summer Madness.
Okay,
so as well.
And I'm talking about his wins.
Let's just be honest. The real issue is the easy and the shines thing. If Smack doesn't cut his nose to spite his face, you got easy on this card. You got shine on this card.
Yeah.
Can I say that's the simple thing?
But here's my thing. I'm gonna count it as a loss. These are things that you're trying to make a point of.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make a point. I don't need you.
But this lineup isn't an I don't need you lineup. This is I'm gonna go back with the things that you would add to, rather than like respectfully, if Rock didn't do what he did to Kid Slade should be on his card.
100%, yeah, agreed.
It's just, I'm just looking at like what is the wind? Where are the winds?
And that's what's the his thing. Name? They haven't got a next star.
Where's B Dot?
Yes, bring B Dot. Bring my dad.
What a sentence, bro. Yeah.
Find my dad.
No, but it's true. They haven't got a next superstar.
But where are you now?
Face.
They haven't. But you got to look at who's. Why ain't Swamp on this card?
Well, that's a verb.
We know why.
That's a verb.
I don't know why. That's a funny verb.
I don't know why. Verb. Wait, verb is why Swamp's not on the card.
Because it's supposed to be verb and Swamp.
But then, does he deserve to be on the card if it's only because of his opponent?
Yeah, that suspect, doesn't make sense. Whereas I can swamp
to Castro then.
Swamp to Castro, that would have been a good battle.
Fuck it, why not?
Can I give a list of like what mine would have been?
Go ahead.
And this is the, I'll put a disclaimer. This is if Smack, well, not Smack specifically, if URL would swallow their pride, spend peas, and actually say they're sorry.
It's not a pause. Swallow their pride, bro.
Because he was like, oh, and I was like,
no. I was like, oh, that was a big statement. Oh, that's okay, what I meant. Okay, like,
as much as I'm biased, but I'm a real guy.
I had to ask you, is Keisha in the main event on this card?
Of course.
No.
What they said no.
No?
What
no. Oh, shit.
On this one.
Some are midness.
Be real.
Some are Katniss.
Yeah, this is
as long as Rock is there, that he's main event.
So my main event would have been Lux versus DNA.
Okay, no, I hear that. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Lux versus DNA.
Yeah, that's long in the. Do you know what? I like that battle.
And then my second.
It's not the main one that we want to see Lux to see, but DNA's been asking for this battle for a long time. Lux needs to be outside.
My main event was Twerk versus Shine.
100%. We need that. We need that.
Two false names.
After that, I know.
Twerk with Shine. Who do you prefer? Twerk with Shine.
Why for that? I'm moving mad.
If you are Shine, you better twerk.
Burger! He said girl at the end. He said girl at the end. That's why he got the gunshot.
I heard a shouting. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. No. Don't worry.
You know, I would have been shouting Bargo if it was bad.
Brother, I don't know.
Sorry, man. Go on. Jude finished time ago. If you know what Jude was, you know what Jude was, bruv. Shout out to them, man. After that, I had Rock versus either Young Ill or Av.
Okay.
Seeing now, Young Ill wouldn't have been in the card because he's...
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, Young Ill would have been winning that battle for time. Can I even throw in there cheeky Rock versus $3?
I don't want that battle,
you know?
You don't want it?
Fair enough.
Nah. Do you know what? Reed has been good, but I just, it's not a battle that's on my mind.
Nah, I hear you, but I feel like Rock is in a place where...
I need it in the blue room.
Apart from Av, there's not that much battles that Rock can get.
100% agree with you on
that.
I
can actually make sense when I think legendary set of Rock. Yeah, Reed Dollars does make sense.
I had Swamp versus A-Verb.
Yep.
Okay.
But obviously,
if John John was to be on there, John John versus Luke Castro.
I hear that. That makes a lot of sense. But...
I had T-Top versus...
No, I don't want John John versus Luke Castro. Why? Only because I feel like Luke Castro has gone against a vet killer already.
Us. Oh, DNA.
Well,
DNA beat him, though, definitely.
DNA, Arsenal, and Cliff.
Go for a round.
Arsenal.
Like, those are three people you go, they would get a newcomer out. Mm. So unless there's a storyline between John John and Castro, I don't really care for that battle.
Might as well go for the prediction.
Yeah, of course. The last one too I had was T-Top and Calico and Jazz and Hustle.
I hear that. I had.
But yeah, going through the card. Fonz versus Shotgun Shug.
Do you know what's mad for me, yeah? Because what I was saying, what do you think?
It's been brewing for so long. Been over
I got Shug.
I got Shug as well. I think it's going to be the best battle on the card.
Nah. It's going to be underwhelming on one end.
The best battle on the card.
Yeah, I can't lie, bro. Your dislike for Hollow the Don is becoming more apparent day by day, bro.
Do you know why, though?
Wait, do you think Twerk and Hollow is going
to
be crazy?
That's going to be a bad battle.
Have you seen what Hollow's been doing recently? Nothing.
Hold on.
Sorry, we'll get into that.
Because that's the thing. Like, my reasoning for seeing that battle, because...
Sugar Fonz.
Yeah. Fonz
So are we ignoring the Suge and Fonz? Are we back?
No.
Okay, double checking. Right.
Like, Suge's been on a mad thing right now.
I agree.
He's been on a mad thing.
2-on-2, the last thing.
He's
been on a mad thing. You know, it's so mad because Suge and Hustle together on that card
would have been fine. They would have been the best thing.
They would have been Castro.
They would have been the best thing.
They would have been against Hollow and Calico.
And they would have killed Hollow and Calico.
Suge and Hustle
would have been.
The way they both performed on that 2-on-2 thing, and they were supposed to be together, they wasn't. It's mad, it's they would have killed.
Yeah, it made whoever, no sense. Whoever they, or, yeah, whoever their opponents or. Were. Yeah, who was
Hollow and Calico, they would have beat, and they also would have beat Luke Castro and Jerry West.
Yeah,
easily. I agree. I think Suge and I think Fonz is going to be good. I think my thing is I want to see back and forths.
Yeah,
I want to see. Oh, right, that's a good round. Versus, oh, right, that's a good round. Let's make it debatable. I'm sick of seeing. Oh yeah, this guy clearly 3-0'd this person because this person wasn't even that good.
You're talking about Suge and Fonz, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where I agree with you. I think if we look at everything that's happened recently and even a couple years ago, the stars are aligned, bro. Suge is gonna fuck Fonz.
He's gonna fuck up Fonz, bro.
I honestly think
Fonz's never been good on a big stage.
He's never been good on the big stage.
Suge's
in the form of his life.
I'm not a Fonz fan. We all know this.
But
yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be a ass kicking that you call it.
No.
I think this is going to be a good clash of styles.
Hope so, same.
And I feel like if you really think about it, Suge has spent, I think what, he spent COVID battling pens. So yeah, he could be the Suge he is today. And now you're saying arguably one of your favorite pens of this generation is about to go against this polished Suge.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be a great battle.
Also,
it's going to be a great battle.
He near enough got cheated out of Champion of the Year last year.
Yeah.
Bro, he didn't near enough. He got cheated.
So I'm saying, so technically, I mean that. So
someone patted his pockets.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so.
Facts.
Bro, like where's that, his trip to Jamaica? Like
that, like I want to know. Listen.
Facts, though.
I'm not going to lie.
Even just that. Bro.
60 battle.
Before Rock even had his 50th.
Bro, Suge, yeah, he deserves a lot of flowers that he doesn't get right now. And fair enough, yeah, he was very inconsistent and fair enough, certain man can say he's not the best pen, da 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 da. Bro, in terms of when people talking about URL and who's been keeping on the lights, Suge's been keeping on the lights at URL with other people.
I'm not going to lie, Suge is a landlord.
Depending on how, whatever you think of Suge, I get it. Certain man been talking about Suge that he's not that good. I might have said that he's not that good in certain aspects.
Definitely said it.
You've said that.
I'm not going to lie. I started this pod hating on Suge.
I didn't.
Yeah, I started this pod hating on Suge.
And I've never, I wasn't always the biggest fan of Suge, but
right.
It's, you know when it's undeniable, right? Wait, now, so it's undeniable.
Has everyone here got Suge, bar?
I can't lie.
No, I got Suge.
Oh, wait. Was everyone got Suge?
I'm even mad, dude, boy.
Yeah, everyone got Suge.
I got Suge.
Hands down.
I got Suge 2-1, arguably 2-1
in a bad way, but
I just hate to see Fonz in something on a big stage.
The funny thing is, why is it when I say Fonz isn't impressive?
No, Fonz impresses me in small rooms. When people are prepared to just listen and they're not,
I think
what do you mean
blue room, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Ah, damn.
Okay, what?
Can you believe?
So Suge clean sweep, boy. Fuck it up.
Next one. T-Top versus John John the Don.
No one cares. No one wants it.
Why are you looking at me for, bro? Because when I said this is summer midness, yeah?
I hate this. I can't look at this car.
You said a washing. Were you referring to this battle as well?
I think no one cares. This one can go into the washing machine and just keep on going.
Gossip Girl battle.
And just keep on. Yeah.
I'm about to say that's what I'm not here
this
for.
This is a Gossip Girl battle.
And if you're going to rap like this, angle. I'm going to rap like this.
Yeah. Right, let me
A.
You.
B.
That was
S. C.
It's
S. Okay, so who wins? Forget to ask. Who wins the battle?
I'll tell you who loses. Us.
Yeah. John wins the battle.
We lose. Oh,
we know you're going to say that.
Do you know what, though?
No, because.
Do you know what? If I have a winner, John wins.
Yeah, facts.
It's just like, if he wins, who fucking
cares?
Nah,
everyone's got to pick a winner. It's predictions.
How?
Okay, can I say?
If it's predictions.
Let's give a reason why we're saying this.
Yeah, I'll say why I'm doing it.
The reason why I'm saying about this battle, this is my opinion on this battle, is because it's like, it's two guys who go so far-fetched with angles that are just not believable.
But what if John John does what he's known for doing, though?
But it's just like, who fucking...
And he tries to do drug talk because he's battling T-Top.
which will be amazing. It will be entertaining.
I got T Top 2-1.
You know exactly what I mean, but.
No, John doing top.
He mirrors who he battles. That's what he does.
What did you do against Surf? But what did you do against Surf? They took
Stand there and die.
No, because you're saying that he mimicked the one that he battled.
No one remembers what he did. No one remembers what he did. No one remembers what he did against Surf.
No, forget you got
he just lost. That's what we remember.
No. How about Surf? You're saying that he mimics T Top for the drug talk.
He said T
Top. But okay, so against Surf, did he mimic him?
We don't Can't. Remember.
Don't forget, no, you guys. Him. He only jams a Toyota.
What he tried to talk about Lady Caution, giving everyone a hug.
What?
That's what he thought he could do.
Don't remember that.
He did try and talk to Surf. I remember that. Yeah.
Lady Caution was
what he said.
I was talking about what you said.
Tell me what he said.
I don't repeat anything plausible, bro.
What did you say?
No, I said in that battle.
Something about Uck.
He was talking about Lady Caution giving Uck. Supposedly.
Mad.
No, we know it was though. No. You, mad. Clock, you know it was.
He said Surf chopped Lady Caution.
No, you know it is though.
That is what he
remember
said.
Surf song, yeah, What If? Yeah. What he's doing, yeah? No, I'm dead serious. He was like, what if this happened? What if that happened? Yeah, bro, watch it again. Yeah, watch it again. I swear to God.
I'll be honest with you, I'll be real with you, yeah?
After just kicked his ass.
You see John's angles, yeah? I think John might have some of the worst angles in
battle. Are we forgetting when T-Top said about Swamp was on Facebook that he was gay or something?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we forgetting
that?
Who knows the worst angles?
Yeah. Allow it. Don't do that, bro.
I rescind my statement.
Put it this way, yeah? T-Top, just go back to drug talk. This angle thing ain't for you, man.
I don't even know why I'm in this conversation.
I hear you.
I'm talking about
you. You really don't care.
Not everyone's moving.
I'll let them fight.
Well, how are you comparing them?
Let them fight.
Yeah, anyway, I got John. Mark's got John. Who you guys got?
T-Top.
Okay, fair enough. Caps.
You want to bet?
I don't know, man.
You want to bet?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Flip a coin.
You are dumb.
Whoever lands on, don't pick that one.
Fly, if I'm being real with you, I'm so not invested in this battle.
Yeah. Silly.
Jinx? Huh? You got? Flip a coin. Whoever it lands on, pick the other one.
You are silly.
Next one. About what I'm a bit more invested in.
I don't even want to say who they could have got.
I said T-Top 2-1.
And this is the first time I've said this. It's me.
Why?
Who have you got? I said you're actually stinked.
Oh, you did say
Of course. Yeah, we said this.
Oh, so who have you got?
T-Top.
T-Top 2-1.
Who have you got?
John. Of course, John.
Who have you got?
John.
I don't like that,
T-Top 2-1.
I guess to balance it, John, I guess.
Okay. I don't balance it. There's
five of us, bro.
Shit like that.
Yeah, go on.
Shit like
DNA versus Jerry West. Well deserved for Jerry West. I like it.
No,
it's a good look for Jerry West. I'm happy that he's on Summer Madness.
Is it a good look?
Would you rather this wasn't on SM?
He's about a lot of people. Though,
I feel like
Jerry West has got like he's about a lot of good people.
No. My thing is about being on Summer Madness.
That's the bit I agree with.
Yeah. My thing is about being on Summer Madness. It's not about who he's battling. It's about being on Summer Madness.
My opinion, take T-Top or John and give them to Jerry West.
He's battled John.
He's battled John already. Do you remember we put the hood on him?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, and it went in.
But they did the right one.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I don't really believe in the DNA Jerry West battle, but I hope he wants it. So
I hope Jerry West wins.
Do you want to play a guessing game of what do you think the prop will be?
I hope there's no prop.
Missing tooth.
Wow. Oh, that would be a hard prop.
Prop for who?
I got the tooth right here.
Who's this? Jerry West.
Do not let me be in.
No, but his last battle.
Do you think Jerry West is going to run to the tooth?
And he for beat round. Shit down foot to his leg.
What was the prop though?
Exactly, there was none. So then.
Yeah. Oh no, I thought you said there was a prop.
There was none. No, go on, hear it.
He's prop.
In the 2-on-2 when he done the Pornhub.
Oh yeah.
Fair enough.
Boom.
I want Jerry West to win, but I think DNA will win.
Same.
Yeah, DNA wins battles, bro.
DNA wins battles, bro.
We can't deny it.
You know DNA is inevitable.
DNA wins battles. DNA wins.
He's inevitable. You can't really bet against him too much.
DNA's first round is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Respectfully, I just want...
He told you battles where he's had a crazy first round and he lost.
And, but also, DNA, when DNA comes to angles, you know how to break people down.
Very good.
I got DNA winning.
Same. I got DNA, but I want Jerry West to win.
Do you know what? I hope it's going to be a good battle.
Oh, definitely good battle. Great battle.
I think it will be.
Great battle.
I don't. It'll be better than the last one that we were talking about.
I don't think it'll be a good battle.
It will be.
What, Jerry and DNA?
Nah.
I think it'll be a good battle.
I think it'll be a good battle.
I think the next one will be a good battle.
Fair enough.
We'll get into that.
But I've got, I'm going to go Jerry West 2-1.
fair.
But I think DNA is gonna win. But I want Jerry West to win.
Same, yeah.
I'm gonna mirror.
I'm gonna say Jerry West 2-1.
I want to mirror that. I want Jerry West to win.
That's no disrespect to DNA.
That's no disrespect to DNA.
He's a goat. He's a goat, man.
Yeah.
Arguably, you could say his last clear loss, well, not even clear, might have been Vixen.
Who's?
No.
DNA.
He lost King
Lose,
though.
No.
Yeah.
King Lose, yeah.
Wait, hold on, wait. No, Vixen.
Shit like that. Shit like that. Shit like that. Shit like that.
Vixen and King Lose.
No.
Shout out to Gary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Because I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember his name. Yeah. But it's Gary, three. Definitely.
Your name's Gary.
He said Vixen. He's scary.
Eric, you look like a name Gary.
What saying, bro?
Hey, Gigi the goat. Anyway.
Next one, Hollow versus Twerk.
Twerk.
Bro, we're there already.
Potentially. Twerk.
No, no, no. I'll be real. If anybody would say hello, I'll be. Potentially mortified.
What are you gonna say?
Whoa!
Did you watch?
Did you watch Hollow and Will? Did you watch Hollow and Will?
I did.
And what?
But the Blue Room is not a big stage.
I hear that. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay. Do it
for no one else.
Math voice. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
If Hollow on the big stage beat Twerk,
why?
Bro,
why not?
You're gonna go by Blue Room like he did, but Blue Room isn't
no,
big stage.
No, I'm not going by Blue Room. Let's stick to Twerk.
Twerk on a big stage.
Twerk for the moment.
Abiru, Twerk right now, bro. I'm not beating him.
Tag me in.
Tag me in right now.
I wasn't done.
No, you're not ready.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Sorry, but no, I'll tag you back in. Don't worry. This guy's gonna get a Dudley death drop.
What are you gonna do?
He's gonna get a Dudley death drop. Don't worry.
Why is that?
He's gonna get a Dudley death drop.
Let's go.
I'm gonna name you the Twerk battles, yeah, of that's been on a big stage, Bar Rock.
Why saying Bar
where
Rock?
Where he's battled top tiers.
Why are you saying Bar Rock? No, I don't get it.
Well, you're saying we'll include Rock
because Rock was the good one.
Rock,
yeah. Thank you.
Where it was a debatable. You could say either or one.
Adam Rock Twerk fan. One. It was debatable. Twerk one.
Okay. All right. Cool. Fair enough.
Fine. Right. Wonder, no?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Twerk versus DNA.
How, what? Wow. SMH? That's what you're going to. Fair enough then. You know what? Now I'm going to go back for Hollow. What? But carry on. I got you.
Twerk versus Surf.
Who?
Twerk versus Surf.
That's a small room, but go on.
No, it wasn't.
It's a big stage.
No, it wasn't a small room.
Was Volume 9 a big room? A big stage?
Not a massive.
Was it a Blue Room?
Was it a big stage?
Be real. Shout out to RBE for making the Blue Room make like this trend.
Hey, shout out to
the
Like,
comment, subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe.
All right.
Let me go and Google Hollow's Bass. All
right, cool. Twerk versus, on the big stage, Twerk versus Calico. How did that go?
Not good.
Horrible.
Not good.
Yeah, what shit?
Not good.
Oh, the first round. It kicks
DNA already, isn't it?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Twerk versus Shook? So should we go back?
Twerk versus Shook?
Okay, you got a good
All right,
brilliant.
Cool. Twerk versus John.
Kicked his ass.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Geechee?
Yeah.
That was terrible. I agree.
Oh. I know he was good against.
Cool, so let's go through all those recent ones.
No, wait. One more thing. I can guarantee you this battle is going to be so underwhelming. So underwhelming.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't say that. I personally disagree.
So we spoke, you know.
We came to an agreement.
You know, we gotta make sure the Usos are seen, you know, on the same page.
Cool. I understood the assignment.
Is that
right? All right, cool. I'm ready. So now let's. Talking about these battles, so we got
big stage because that's what you got.
Yeah,
just big stage.
Yeah, just big stage.
Shine.
Underground.
Okay, was that a good battle? Was that a good battle?
Was Hollow bad?
Yes.
Hollow.
He won, but he was bad.
No, I do like Hollow, which is why this is a problem.
Let me ask you.
So go on.
Name me a big stage Hollow battle that you like.
Rock.
Why are you speaking for him?
What you like?
Before.
What's it there?
Battle of Hollow.
Exactly.
You gotta name me a good one.
So, Charlie Clips.
How good was that?
Okay, let me try this.
Charlie Clips was a good one. What do you mean? Charlie Clips was cold.
I'm trying to help you out, bro.
Charlie Clips is cold.
Did you like Hollow and Lux?
Yes.
Okay, you liked Hollow and Clips, yeah?
Bro, Hollow is one of the GOATs, bruv. Let's not get this twisted.
What did you
He's just not good recently. Wait, before I hear that point. No, before no, because I'm with Fly on this, yeah. Because at the end of the day, we've seen, because you can talk about going back for all the twerks battles, yeah. You can do all of that, that's fine. But when we look at Hollow the Don in terms of performances, can't think of the last time he really put in a good performance on any stage.
But no.
He wasn't good against Geechee.
But Ill Will.
He wasn't good against Geechee. Why but Ill Will? But when it's twerk, you can say Shug. Bruv, you can't do
when,
that.
When was
Geechee?
The Ill Will one.
The last note, no?
Ill Will was this year.
That was cold. I agree. That was sick.
Okay, but to be fair, I'm not going to use that because I said. What about Averb? I said big stage. Yeah, Hollow cooked him.
Yeah,
was he that one rounder? I wouldn't say it was a cook, but it was a good
crazy in that one.
It wasn't a cook.
Did Hollow beat DNA? Come on,
Cheeks, man.
Did Hollow beat DNA?
Cut his mic off. We don't talk about
it. Oh, everyone's going to meet
him. What happened? What did he say?
Did Hollow beat DNA?
Hollow beat DNA.
Did Hollow beat DNA?
I'm going to throw this at your cousin, you dog.
Did Hollow beat DNA?
I swear to you.
Cool. Small room, but I said big stage.
Big stage.
I've been saying that from
the beginning. Shine?
Hollow one. Geechee.
Was it good though?
We're not asking who won. We're asking if they were good.
I like Hollow against Shine.
Of course. 100%.
All three rounds.
Shine's performance.
All three rounds.
I hated Shine's.
Hollow's all three rounds.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Did you like that battle?
I hated that battle.
Okay. So what have you seen?
I liked his first and I liked his
what have you seen on the big stage that thinks that Hollow can beat twerk? On a big stage.
Are we talking recent or Hollow's career?
We're talking about recent. We're
talking recent.
He was good against Geechee and he won. He was good against Shine and he won.
He wasn't good against.
And he won.
Stop lying.
Wait, was he good against
Geechee? You don't like him.
You're lying.
You don't like him.
You're a liar.
You don't like him.
You're a liar.
It was mad because this Hollow vs Geechee battle, yeah? He's capping because this Hollow vs Geechee battle, we spoke about it. No one liked that battle.
Who said
that? Hollow just won.
This is why he's good at this.
Let the bell. Let the bell. Let the bell.
There was no conversation.
Let the bell. Shut up.
There was no conversation.
You liked it.
He's good at this.
Wait, no, no, no.
I remember that.
That battle, you liked it.
I'll be real. I'll be honest with you.
That battle. It was a good battle. Yeah.
Yes, it was. No, Geechee. I don't like Geechee.
Wait. No one yet.
Oh,
you're shuffling now.
Yeah, I said it.
So he's talking about the battle where he don't like Geechee, but he likes Hollow, and he's talking about how good. Bro, let's keep it real, yeah?
Because
no, do you know what it is? It's different because you're a Hollow fan.
This is that's the
and
issue.
You're not.
That's the issue.
No.
He's a Hollow fan, and that's
so,
it.
Because I know when people like it's someone's good, isn't it? Like I'm not a Jon fan. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is that when I'm not a fan, man, them know when I'm not a fan. Hollow, I'm a fan.
Right.
He's just not been putting in performances where I'm like, oh, I'm happy to see this old Hollow. This ain't the old Hollow that I know. It ain't a Hollow against Lux. I ain't seen that for time. We ain't even seen that in the 2-on-2. 2-on-2, him and Calico, bruv, that was boo boo, bruv.
He said Hollow needs the drugs.
I told you that.
He said Hollow needs drugs.
So Hollow wins the battle, you said.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
You said it.
And that's what he said.
You said it.
What's that thing? What's that mean? I've got a head here, but I'm telling you.
Heady.
Stand up, niggas don't leave.
Wait, so.
Can I?
Who wins this battle, Hollow?
Can I put my. I want to put my 2 cents in this. Like, I just want to throw my 2 cents in this, right?
Got you, bro.
Everyone's like praising twerk and we're like saying that
G-man.
That Hollow is not Hollow, which is fine. I'm not debating that. But if I look at your CPR, I don't feel like twerk's gonna get through this battle the way you hope he does because he's due to fuck up a battle.
Okay. When was his last choke in the battle?
That's my whole point. It's been a bit due now.
Can I ask you?
So he's due.
A pattern,
yeah,
like,
yeah, he really does have a pattern.
If I say a battle from last year, is that a long time ago?
No.
But he had battles last year where he choked quite.
So what's his last battle he choked? No, I'm asking you.
His last battle where he choked was...
Before you finish, last year, like, that's a whole year, innit? So don't try to say last year, January.
But he did ask that question.
I said it first. I said, if I say last year, is it a long time ago?
Me personally... Me personally, if you're talking about December, fair. But if you're talking about January in 2022, that's a long time.
Bro, I'm just asking: are we talking about form, or are we talking about when?
I'm just asking: when was the last twerk's last choke on a battle? I don't care.
Okay. How about okay.
I'm what I'm what I was saying.
The whole fan doesn't care.
And what I was saying was, I never vote for Twerk because every time I think, right, it's time to put my money down on him, he fucks up. Yeah. And I'm saying his CPR says this ain't the time for you to put your money on his back.
Wait. But you know what? Every time I bet on Hollow, I watch the bet and I'm like, that was fucking shit.
I hear that.
So like, then what are we doing then?
That's where my thing is. My thing is with this battle, yeah. My thing is with this battle, if Twerk goes through the whole performance without choking,
He wins.
If he doesn't, Hollow's performance is going to be so rubbish that no one's going to care about the battle.
Can I ask you a question? In your opinion, who's the most difficult battler to end up battling out of the two?
The most difficult?
Yeah. As in the more difficult to prepare for?
Yeah.
The issue is...
We Hollow, obviously. Bruv, that's why
I don't know. I wouldn't agree with that.
No, you didn't know how to approach him. I think Shine is always angry. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Goods.
He's always angry.
Shout out Goods.
He gets angry really quick. It's not hard to ruffle his feathers. Yeah.
He really does suffer from him.
If you look at his catalogue.
Yeah, but I don't feel like anyone's actually
LMS is
went through an angle against Twerk, which is like been like, okay, cool.
Nobody.
I said I can't think of anyone that's.
Can I give you a couple then?
Go
what
on.
Do you mean?
Right, Clips. You agree with that one?
That's done what?
No, he said with an angle that's been effective where you
could. Oh, Clips definitely. Oh, but Twerk.
Yeah,
he's Clips definitely. Clips definitely.
Clips, that's okay. One. Have you seen Mr. Wavy and Twerk?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's another one.
Okay. Was that with an angle, or is it just that he just?
That's what I'm thinking.
There isn't that many. I agree with you.
It can be.
What was the angle with Mr. Wavy against Twerk?
I don't think it's
the thingy.
It's his hairline. It was the hairline.
Oh, okay.
The hairline, and also about choking.
Yeah. All right, cool.
And he choked.
And his projection of his voice. And
I'm trying to say, obviously, start. To be fair, most of his losses have been his own fault. I'll give you that. 100%.
Who hasn't been at him?
What would you mean?
Okay, you said that like all of his losses.
I said most.
Okay, so which ones haven't been?
The two I just mentioned.
Or Mr. Wavy.
Did he choke? I'm going crazy.
He didn't choke. Wait a minute, I can't remember. You said he choked.
Twerk choked.
Mr. Wavy.
So then that's his own fault then.
He choked.
One round out of three, bruv.
Oh, there.
Fair enough.
Well, there. What do we have?
Also, basically, you're saying that if he doesn't choke, he doesn't lose.
Realistically,
so any battle where he's choked, can I say that's his own fault then?
What, where he's choked? Probably, yeah.
Okay, so that surf W over Twerk is because of Twerk.
Relax then.
You said nothing.
Bias boys in the building. Got me there.
Got him.
But. If Twerk had got his content out against Surf, who knows?
He still would have lost.
If my mother had will, she would be a car.
Shit like
who cares?
That.
And I'm glad you guys said that. For your fucking win. Go.
Anyway,
who we got? I've got Twerk.
Yeah, I got Twerk.
Caps?
Dinner.
Pops?
Hollow.
Fucking hell.
Mortified.
I can't vote for Twerk.
Do you know the thing is? Do you know what's funny though, yeah? Why can't you vote for Twerk?
Because
we got trust.
Let him say.
I said it already. I honestly feel if we get Twerk on form, he beats Hollow.
Okay,
cool.
But you can't bet on him being on form.
100%. I get that. Huh? What? Why have you got Hollow?
Because he's in the top five.
Let them answer it.
Twerk for me. Remember the episode of My Wife and Kids when Michael Cowell was getting prepared for the marathon. And as soon as it went off, he was sprinting.
And you're kind of playing into what they're saying, though.
And then after that,
that's why I'm not going to say that.
Panted in the corner.
I wanted to.
I feel like as if after the first round of Twerk electrifying, the second and third may be meaty.
I got him.
So it's interesting that the only reason, so it's not like you've got Hollow being better.
I do.
You've got Twerk.
No, he does.
Hollow consistently being better as well.
What is it?
All three rounds.
Fucking hell.
No.
Wait, depends on who goes first. Depends on who goes first.
Really amazing.
If Hollow goes first, then he might get like the edge on two rounds because of his rebuttals.
That's calm. We know how it goes.
That's
calm. We know how it goes.
If it goes,
come on the pod.
You know what?
Man them. apologize, Phil. What happened?
What a great impression. What a great impression.
But you know though, he's slick, yeah? You won't press record. You did it before. You're coming. Shake your hands.
He said, Mandem.
Yeah, go wrong still.
I go wrong. But I'm gonna stand on my square with that.
No, fair enough. Yeah. Fuck it.
Hold on, man.
Do we go to the main event? Yeah. Main event.
Rock vs. Av. Terry
vs. Av.
Don't care.
And listen, Rock.
You don't care.
Rock. No. You look. Hey, Rock. Please don't be blindsided. Rock was like, yeah. I don't think Av will go personal. Rock, don't be blindsided.
Don't be stupid.
Bro, do the worst you can do to him, please.
Yeah. Right, Av don't like no one.
Because Av's going to say, Av's going to go in.
Unless Rock hates somebody, he don't do that, man.
Yeah, Rock won't, but Av will go
in. Av don't care.
What did you say, nigga?
Is it, beg your pardon? Pardon me?
Yeah. What? I heard it, but I want you to let it go.
What did you say, nigga?
But, on the big stage, Rock's going to kick his ass, bruv.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Nah, that's fine.
Be easy, bro.
That's fine.
What?
He's gonna kick his ass.
Oh, respect Av.
No, Rex.
Respect Rock.
Why on a big stage is Rock gonna wash him?
You've seen what Rock does. Bar the twerk battle. Song.
Because he killed himself.
Oh. That first round.
Wait. Are you saying because he had a debate against Swamp, Tay Rock is not like one of the best on the big stage?
He is one of the best on the big stage.
Oh, so then what's this Swamp battle got to do with anything?
Because he said it's going to be easy because it's the big stage. But I don't mean it's going to be easy because Rock does well on the big stage. Because he had a debate with Swamp.
I think I've had one good round.
No, it's only debatable because he lost the crowd. And doubled down.
Facts.
Man, I think it skipped to my loo.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, like it was looking dark for Swamp.
Danny Myers fucked up
Tay-Rock,
man.
Danny Myers,
and then you
saw what was that big stage? Was that big stage?
And you saw what
stage? Was that wait? Was Danny Myers a big stage?
Was Danny Myers an Av?
I don't think Av.
No, Danny Myers and Rock.
No.
I personally don't even think Av is that good on a big stage for you lot to be speaking to him like that.
Really?
What he's gonna say? Chess. That's what he's gonna say.
I'm not gonna mention this chess.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I mentioned the Arsenal battle. I'll mention the.
This Arsenal that battles everyone.
I mentioned the real sick battle.
This Arsenal that battles everyone.
Yeah, what about the real sick battle?
Yeah, but Arsenal battled everyone. Where's Arsenal's trip to Jamaica?
Why are we bringing up Kane Shine though?
Don't bring up other men's.
What, because Kane Shine did it? It don't mean that.
Yeah, no, but
be careful. Be careful. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, man.
Because Kane Shine did it, it doesn't mean nothing.
I just think
I'm saying Rock beats him clear, personally.
Yeah, same.
Same Rock that lost to Swamp, innit?
And Gluzy.
What, and Avers, what?
Same Rock that lost to...
And Av has won all of his battles.
Same Rock that lost to Kid Slade
after having the
after exposing him.
All right, then. Cool.
It's the same
lost Rock to Kid Slade
after exposing him.
Okay,
he did lose.
He lost.
But bro, what has that got to do with anything?
It's to back up my agenda.
Yeah, that's that. I'm happy you said that.
Wait, hold on. Did Av lose to Dice? So what are we doing here? I don't care where it was.
Listen, come on now.
Give
this disclaimer to everybody. We've got agenda.
Yeah.
His way.
Yeah, Gluzy.
That's two of his goats anyway. He's all right with that.
Gluzy.
Yeah. Nah, sorry. I got it mixed up with Rosenberg.
No. I love Rosenberg.
This guy's a dick. Gluzy's
his top three.
Oh, yeah, I look like.
What's that? Surf Gluzy, John John.
Oh, yeah, I look like.
Oh, yeah. Not Gluzy and John John.
Castro.
Relax.
Castro.
Me?
Nah, it must be.
That's him, bro.
Nah, you're a Castro fan too.
Bro. Nah, bro. Never.
That's me.
Oh, man, that's my guy.
But
you a fan of Castro?
Yeah.
There's no way Av's beating Rock, though. Let's just.
You think so?
I disagree.
That's why I'm angry Luke Castro's not in Summer Madness.
I didn't know you hated Luke Castro, I think, you know?
He deserves to be in Summer Madness.
What would you say if they randomly just booked Luke Castro versus Chess?
Ooh, that'd be a good battle.
I would be very happy with that.
Summer Madness.
Yeah, I'd say, Lou, be careful.
Not for Summer Madness.
Yeah.
Lou be careful.
Yes, Lou be careful.
Or Chess be careful.
I mean, Chess be careful.
The hell?
Mind your fucking mouth. Yeah? Hey, what are you fucking talking about?
Not, bro.
Hey, yo, mind your. If Chess battles Lou on a big stage and Chess bodies him or cooks him,
I think
Lou Castro's getting put in the vault for a bit, bro. When Chess loses,
Nam Shane,
you know he's still getting books, bro. Because Nam
Shane.
You know.
Yeah, but.
Put in the vault, Shanley.
How badly has Chess been losing?
Man, have you watched
badly?
Like Myron.
Mm. Okay, that one with that.
That was horrible, like bruv.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's good.
Oh, no, having horrible battles, I understand. I'm saying.
Who we got? Rock or Av people?
I have.
Do you know what's funny? No.
And I'm ready to bet on this.
Do you know what?
I'm not betting.
Remember he said we have agendas. That's why he's doing it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. So bet.
You know what my agenda is,
I get it.
I feel like I can't go for Hollow to win and Av. I feel like I'm doing too much, innit?
No, fight.
No, but
fight.
Let me be more
You're doing Captain Saverhole. Go on, fight.
Wait, have you seen that meme?
I'm joking, but I'll go for Tay Rock still.
I could just see, do you know what it is? You see that meme where you got the black Superman and he's just holding Hollow in his
hand.
Wow.
Shit like that.
Man's even asking me this question.
You know I ain't got Av.
Hey, Silent, there's a compilation of Danny Myers screaming. Have
you seen the compilation of him throwing his hat?
Yeah, but he throws it far.
He throws his hat too far.
Yeah, bro. Someone needs to throw it back.
There's meant to be two more battles that are meant to be announced.
That can't be media, I can't lie.
Summer Midness.
Summer Midness, yeah.
Now that I realise we got to the end already.
Yeah, I get it. Let's get to a better card.
RB.
My guys.
You know what? This is so mad, bro. You know me in RBE, I've been like, this card is cold.
RBE. Brick by brick shit.
Don't let the lawyers see.
Don't let Sunny ever see you, man. Shout out to my
if you press
guys,
me,
like,
yo.
My niggas.
There's one pick that I've got that you might not definitely gonna agree with, bro.
You might not. Hey, you need to tell me.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Still.
You know what I'm gonna
say? Send me that.
No way. But he'll win.
That's a dumb take, so you got two then.
What's the other one?
Whatever other one you were talking about. You said you've got a mad take. Yeah, just that. Was it that battle?
Yeah.
All right, cool. When this battle was announced, man, I think I messaged you straight away.
Yeah.
Ill Will versus Hitman Holla. Man, I'm so happy for Ill Will, man.
Hitman, I'm so happy, man.
Ill Will, one of the best, though. Yeah. I got Ill Will.
I got Hitman.
2-1.
Is there a reason why? Do you think Hitman's coming back with a vengeance?
Yeah, because people mock him all the time. People don't rate him
because of the last battle. You're saying
no for bear battle. People rate him. People rate him because he's a Cassidy thing. People rate him because he made it out and done well for himself. But in the battle rap, as in rapping, people don't rate him.
I think honestly,
that's not lying. Nothing's really changed as far as how I think of Hitman. You know how I. Oh,
okay.
What was the last good Hitman performance in your opinion that you saw?
He was good against Calico. Bill Collector. Very good against Calico.
Bill
was after.
Oh, Calico was good.
Would you say the Calico one was just that his first round and then after it's all like similar to Easy where it was that first round was good but then after
But isn't that all of Hitman's battles except for the Tay Rock?
Except for Bill Collector. No. Shine. It was good to get all three.
Yeah, it was good to get
Shine.
Yeah, I hear that.
Rock.
Yeah. Even though that battle was as
that's what I said.
It was
that
mid.
Was the one
oh.
That, that's
okay.
the one
that I would say Bill Collector. Yeah. Bill Collector might have been the last one at all three.
If Ill Will was better than anyone else, I would say Ill Will, but I was Hitman in it.
You've been biased, boys. I understand.
Come on, man. Put on biased, boys.
Hitman 2-1. But realistically, it was in the blue room, it was should kick his ass.
If we're honest, it should kick his ass.
I do want to
see like old school Hitman.
Hopefully.
Especially since obviously certain other men are on the card as well. It might gas him up. But
do you think his works worse in the sense of, you know how Hitman traditionally always goes first?
I think that's the best thing you could do, you know?
But then someone like Ill Will, where he can rebuttal you and just...
That's the only bad thing.
Spit your heart out and Ill Will just be like...
But then regardless, though, he rebuttals, don't it?
Yeah.
Rebuttals.
I can't lie. Hitman setting the pace here is... He's too good at that, bro. Yeah, sure. I don't care
so
what
it's
going to
be 2-1.
I can't lie.
Ill Will.
Ill Will's going to win 2-1. But Hitman is going to start off... It's going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Hitman's first is going to be amazing. And I don't know. Does Ill Will always have a... great first?
No,
I don't think he has a great first. No. So yeah, I feel like he has a mead first, and then he has to cut.
All good three rounds though.
He has.
If we're honest,
he's another one that's like a
the majority.
Stamp.
No, he
I think
does.
In recent times,
like a jump stab as well.
But remember, the crowd is blue room, but the majority. Remember, you got Verb and Ill Will and Young Ill on the card. It's a lot of salutes in there.
STL, man.
But,
oh,
could be biased.
So happy, I still don't think that matters.
Even though I have Ill Will winning, I'll put it out there. I could play devil's advocate.
Don't think it matters.
Who have been Ill Will's opponents on? Should he really be
what other than Holland? We're talking about big stage.
Big stage. A-Ward.
A-Ward whooped his ass.
Can't lie, Illwall should be winning. No, that to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Clean paper, Illwall should be winning.
Yeah.
Shabby Jack, do I need to say anything?
No. King Lowe's.
Yeah, but King Lowe's was a 50-50. But I think we all know that Ill Will on in like RBE is kind of like a level above a lot of the people in on RBE.
Yeah.
Like, am I wrong in saying that? Like
one of the most disrespected bands.
Like if we're talking about him being on URL, if we're talking about him being on URL, he'll be getting stupid big names comfortably.
But the thing is with Ill Will, you got to remember is that he has arguably, if not had a debatable.
It didn't Rosenberg
beat a lot of the top names.
He fired him.
He's beat a lot of the top names.
It will.
Yeah.
Didn't beat Rock, but
run,
yeah.
Run through that list.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
Rock kicked his ass.
Geechee.
Yeah. Well, debatable, but I had
that was not banned. Debatable, bro. I had that.
Geechee. No, Ill Will fucked him up in the first. No.
What? I'm not going to watch that again.
Look on the app. It's on there.
What was
fuck?
There was the round.
Oh, the app
had that bar, but I don't think
it's behind paywall.
What round was that? Was that
first behind
item? That round still got clean.
I have to watch that again. Shit,
the battle was good. You know.
Okay, he lost to Twerk. Romney, classic one.
Great
greatest
battle.
Battles ever. Lost to Rock. Beat Shine.
Yeah.
He just killed T-Top.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to add, he killed John John.
Oh, yeah, he killed John John.
I think we kind of have to.
What battle was that?
John John.
Huh?
Shit,
don't you remember that same shit, that same battle? With Clips and
SM10, bro.
Yes.
Because that he was supposed to, John John was supposed to
great
like come back and
great battle with Briz.
Yes,
but he didn't win that one. I don't think.
This guy loves Briz.
It's not even. It's not that. It's everyone brings it up.
That's
like,
true. It's true.
Briz beat him.
I look at Ilbo's Clips.
Wait, so is this Ill's biggest battle?
Pardon?
Yeah.
100%. Bro, you got to think, he's battling Hitman. He's going to get loud.
It's also well deserved.
Yeah. He's very well deserved.
2-3 million views minimum. 2-3 million views minimum.
You might get Cassidy next, though.
Ew.
He might get Mook next.
Ew.
Bro, Mook don't want
that. Mook don't want that. Mook don't want that smoke.
He needs that battle.
Mook might be sitting down for now.
He needs that battle to be in New York in his house.
Basically.
Yeah, for everyone.
Surrounded by dot mobs.
That's got to be in Queen Slip Studio, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What was it called again?
All Quiet Harlem and Dotlands. Yeah.
I swear Quiet Room had a triple threat match.
Yeah, I remember. They had a Quiet Room. They started the Quiet Room. They started the Quiet Room.
Yeah, they did start the Quiet Room still. That's what they had, Official versus Daylight. We got Ski Bears versus Big Titties. I
remember that still. That was so dumb.
Big Titties.
Where's it? Everyone's got Ill Will. Oh, me, bro.
Yeah, I've got Ill Will.
I've got Ill Will 2 on debatable.
Yeah, respectfully, Hitman ain't done it. Hitman hasn't been Hitman since.
I think we're looking at a close to a 30.
What, you got Hitman?
No, I'm saying to Fly.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what it is, though? We know it's like.
I do.
Loyalty contract.
Yeah.
Slightly in it.
Before we go to the next battle, can I ask, how did you, now we've seen it, I watched it with you. How did you call Easy and
30?
Yeah, man.
30.
You don't think Ill Will can do more or less the same thing? And I actually think you could argue Ill Will's got more crowd control than Easy.
In a small room, though.
Oh, yeah. Is it small?
Yeah, small room. Yeah, but small room, isn't it?
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy talks to people.
That's even like, longer for him, you different. Know?
I had Easy kicking his ass. Badly.
You had what?
Easy kicking Hitman's ass.
Do you know what? I don't think Hitman got kicked around.
Ah, brother.
I think
that. But that thing about she got a headshot and you didn't get the. Oh yeah. My god!
Yeah. Oh no, Hitman made it look like he got washed.
Yeah.
But I don't think he got washed. He got beat.
Don't you feel like Hitman's got a point to prove though? Where he's gonna.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go harambe.
Do you know my thing with Hitman though? Yeah, I just think like. You know, I've got a problem with like the OGs ain't touched grass for a while. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, like Clips, I still got a problem with Clips, but Clips knows how to adapt, innit? So fair enough. He's out of that conversation. Hitman, I don't think Hitman knows how to adapt properly. And I don't think, I think he did well against Easy, but I don't think that that's enough for like the real
small room as well.
The real rappers now. I don't think that's enough. Like, you can't live off the live off a performance alone. You can't do it.
I want to piggyback off that because he's right, you know. Mm-hmm. So, if we go for, like, OG players, Charlie Clips is Diego Maradona.
right? I don't care what you think is going to happen. We know he's not the greatest player, but he knows how to win. He will cheat. He will do some, like the freestyles is cheating. It's he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
You don't like what I'm saying? I'm going to cuss the fat guy in the front row.
Yeah. Yeah,
where you're all going to love it. Mook is like Fat Ronaldo. We remember you being amazing, but you're...
R9.
R9.
Nah, I know who he's talking about. I want to know why the fat
one. Yeah, the fat one.
Brother, we remember you being amazing.
One that's fat.
But you haven't really been... What are you doing, innit, really? Bruv, yeah.
In New York.
In bruv, that's in, like...
He beat him in the dance battle.
Right?
He's
Even dance battle.
He's a
dickhead.
So the Mook doing the
pot. Yo, Serious Jones commented on our thing, you know.
Shout out to Serious Jones.
Commented on our thing.
Wait, what?
On our YouTube. Yeah.
What did he say?
I think he said, "If only y'all knew."
Fair enough.
We were talking about his antics. It was a clip of Fly. We were saying, "Ah, Serious Jones. Fucking doing that dancing.
Oh,
I remember still. If only you knew something along them lines. Serious Jones.
But my whole point, I'm not going to go into like, it's long, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Cool. So
it's the same way I feel like there's certain times you just don't, I don't care how good, what's his name? The guy with the Jerry curl. Ronaldinho, right?
Oh.
I don't care how cold you was, yeah. There's some games I just don't want you to play in, innit? Like, but I will never take away who you are.
Okay.
And that's how I feel about some players. Like, bruv, you was great. You can do things that no one else can do.
I feel like you do erase Mook's history a little bit, though.
Fuck Mook, bruv.
What was that whole statement for?
My whole point was to say, I get it. Like, because, bruv.
But you don't get it.
Ronaldo R9 is R9, bruv. Let's not take that away from him.
No,
but
no,
R9 playing it. No, what am I saying? Bruv, Mook is Mook. I can't take nothing away from Mook. Just because I don't like him.
Did you say that?
Cool. Mook is Mook. Just because I don't like him don't mean that I don't think he's good. He's great.
He beat shit down Tay-Rock's leg, bro.
Yeah, he did. He beat Tay-Rock.
Oh!
No, he said that before.
I've said it before.
Only he admitted that.
But, yeah, I'm the only one. But I don't think
he's been stopping because he admitted it. Like,
No. I said he won. I said he beat that shit in his leg.
He's good at this.
Yeah. No.
I never said he beat shit down his leg.
I said he won, but shit on the leg thing, nah.
I didn't say that, bruv.
The whole beating shit on his
leg. I did not just say that. I didn't just say that.
Oh, okay.
He said that. I said he won.
Okay, so we're supporting liars now. Fair enough, then. Because that's what he did. The whole first round.
He did. It was all lies. And that's why I don't lie.
What happened in the first two?
Huh?
Tay-Rock won.
The second. Don't lie now. Record a second. Caps?
He didn't, bro. I've said, you know, if you were to argue,
him. Oh. Because Brock won that second.
My nigga fly.
The only thing
is
his best run.
My nigga G6 fly, you know.
Luke got the first, clear.
Rock I don't think he got the first. I don't think he got the first clear. To me, I think the first one's debatable.
Yeah.
Right? Because I liked Rock's angle about the whole. You might have put the scaffold in, but we put the marble and everything is building. I thought that was immaculate.
Yeah.
Great.
I think
I think Rock won the second. And then the third was all lies, so it don't count.
Where is Fred?
Fred spat like 96. No, Mook probably spat double that. Double 96 bars, yeah, but you're trying to tell man his whole round was about lies.
That was lies.
The majority of it was lies.
So what the fuck, then? When you listen to all these T-Top bullshit angles...
Bruv, why do I not care about T-Top anymore?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, bruv.
Everyone's got ill will, right?
By me.
I think
this is going to be
a... I'm not going to say it's
good. Oh, no, good battle. Yeah.
This is going to be a good battle.
No, same. Yeah. Because next battle...
I've got a mad prediction.
The next battle...
I've got a verse.
All
right, let's talk about it. My nigga, A verb versus A word.
Because he has to go crazy.
Bro. Yeah, it's too cocky, bro.
Yep. He has to.
I think A verb's
gonna
do it, bro.
You got verb too. You got verb as well.
No.
And
I know about to go
A verb.
A word is gonna humble him.
Something is just telling me A-Verb is going to whoop his ass.
I don't think he is.
No, I've got Verb. But if Verb loses, he better sit his ass down.
And the thing is, hear this, right? I feel for A-Verb's soul, for everything in his body, he needs to win.
Right, he needs to win.
Yeah,
I just don't think he's going to.
Do you know how gassed I was when this got announced? I screamed. I was driving, I screamed. I said, yes, this is what I want.
All right, Danny Myers.
This is what you want yourself. All right, come. I'll be screaming if I'm around with someone, bro.
I don't.
In the car with somebody.
This guy, I don't.
Man's driving, looking at me thinking, what the fuck is wrong with this guy, bro?
I couldn't really give a shit, to be honest with you.
What, this battle?
Yeah.
Nah, Mups.
Have you been watching?
Have you been watching and seeing everything?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch A-Verb anymore. Because do you know what? Do you know what? Yeah.
A-Verb is fucking
A-Verb,
funny.
Watching A-Verb is like watching Kevin Samuels and what's his name? Tate. When he's Andrew
talking,
Tate.
When he's not talking about rap. Yeah.
But no, I'm saying that, yes. And it's, I just like.
He is funny.
I can't take him, bro.
He's talking about chess.
Yeah. He's going to.
I can't take A-Verb Mostly seriously,
he's
bro.
He's going to be like, if only I could control this. But you can't. But you can't. You can't control
this. You know what? If I be so real, yeah. I would love for A-Verb to come to the UK and I would just love to record a podcast.
100%.
Because
he's going to say something outlandish.
He's going to say the most funniest
one. I can't lie. I
want nothing to do.
He did recently, but obviously I can't really say on the podcast because people's already in our comments, innit? So I said after, innit?
I just feel I
because it's funny.
I feel like A-Verb says stuff that don't make
that's,
no
that's
sense.
The only thing that he said that's been
that
funny.
Was funny when he said
that.
That
makes no sense.
To people that live that lifestyle,
I want nothing to do with A-Verb.
A-Verb is fucking funny.
Jesus,
bro. Like. Yeah, nah. Like,
you know, A-Verb said, I think it was, I don't know if it was yesterday or this morning, where he was on the spaces and he said, A-Ward, you're going to come in there with your Terminator trim, with your Terminator haircut. He said, I've been here for 14 years. He said, compared himself to Fast and Furious. He said, Fast and Furious, they ain't ending that motherfucker. The same way with me. They'll never end that motherfucker.
Yeah.
There was another space of where he was talking
What's the main character from Fast and Furious' name again?
Who, Vin Diesel?
No.
I'm not saying you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to say nothing.
No.
Wait, what are you singing?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, isn't it?
He's saying,
what's the last verb about you? Good verb about you.
What's Seth talk about? AMG mode. I'm done, man. I'm sorry.
You know what's sad? I actually thought of another one, but I'm not even going to say it, bro.
Say it. Please.
Say it,
bruv.
Please.
Oh, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space, bruv.
Not anymore.
It's a safe space.
Can't do it.
Allow
me, bro.
Nah, man.
Stuff
allow, man.
Anyway, what's the last
verb? No, but that's in response to A-Verb saying it.
No, facts.
Right, what's cool.
Exactly.
Last battle?
That's what that was. It was nothing more than that.
What's the last battle?
Easy?
Shook.
Okay, fair.
You think that was that good? You think I'll be A-Ward?
No, don't you dare.
You think that? You think that?
I got A-Ward will be. I got A-Ward winning.
What
A-Ward?
What A-Ward's performance?
Whoa.
I got A-Ward winning.
No,
well, against
A-Ward.
There's
nothing wrong with that. I get it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because if we're going off on form and previous battles, A-Ward is one of them guys.
A-Ward.
A-Ward's worst battle was better than that.
See A-Ward against Romney.
What? Have you watched A-Ward in XL?
I never watched that.
I'm
talking recently, man. I'm going down memory lane.
A-Ward against Geechee.
Bro, Big K A-Ward
right
would fucking beat.
That was this year.
No, I said Big K is different.
Wow. I don't
Big
even
K
care
good.
For A-Ward that
Big
much.
Big K would kill A-Verb. Like, you're saying, you're telling me names that will all kill A-Verb. So you can't, like, A-Ward, what A-Ward's been against, yeah? What A-Ward's been against. A-Verb will lose against every single one of them.
Exactly.
XL.
Yes.
Man, I'm disrespecting the team. Come on, man. I'm disrespecting the team.
I like
A-Ward. What? Tell me,
but have you ever liked
A-Ward? A-Ward is going to rebuttal the fuck out of everything that thing
says. I liked A-Verb when...
That against Big K.
No, actually...
What was the last A-Verb you liked?
Big K had a different approach. That was white-on-white crime.
Against.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah?
No,
when the great white hope goes against another white guy.
Against,
don't ever look the
easy.
Same.
Yes, I like that. That was good. That was very good.
That A-Verb against Easy was the best A-Verb I've seen.
Round was crazy.
Now
that can't be A-Ward. I can't be A-Ward.
You know what? I actually agree with you.
I can't be A-Ward, bro.
A-Ward's too calculated, bro.
Awood is very skilled to the point where he battled Geechee twice.
Man, I'm saying he won it the first time. Shave his hair, get a perm, man, and that. Wear that. Man, I'm saying that.
Let's jersey to disagree. Let's move. Let's move on for the conversation.
His last battle was Shug. Yeah. All the man, but you see the way he's been getting off to Awood for all these years. There's no way.
Yeah,
no. He can lose this battle.
Wait. Do you remember how you was talking about Miss Hustle before he battled her?
But that's worse than Awood. It's not worse than Awood, bro.
That's a misogynist nigga.
Yeah.
It's
not worse than Awood, bro.
That's a misogynist nigga raps.
Shit like that. Do you remember how much she was getting into Shotgun Shug for years?
Such a nigga, man.
Shotgun Shug to the
bottom of the barrel. Brother, this is not worse on how he's mocking Awood. He is talking crazy.
Yeah, but my thing is, but my thing is, that's probably the best thing he does.
That's the best part of the whole battle. Yeah, bro. The space is the best part of the whole battle. Just so you know.
Do you know why? It's because he's talking to himself.
Spaces is the best part of the whole battle.
I think, do you know what saves Awood in this setting, though? There's not a big crowd, bro.
No,
if
but
it was a big crowd, Awood would whoop his ass.
See when you're talking about Awood, yeah? You know what? Have you not realised the best time Awood is chatting shit is when there's no one else replying to him? So when he's on Spaces,
and he
doesn't mute anyone, and he mutes everyone, and he's just there talking to himself. That's when he's talking to me.
That's like a small room.
Yeah,
it's gonna land.
Do you know why it's a small room? Because there's bare echo. There's actually no one he's facing. That's why he can win. There's no rebuttal.
I'm looking at it. Think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this Awood's biggest spell?
Yes.
This is Awood's biggest spell.
Well done to Awood.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Awood.
Yeah.
Bigger than Geechee.
Awood,
bigger than Geechee.
Because of the league.
Because as much as Geechee is Geechee, Geechee's like a new hero.
Yeah, Verb's like a
Verb is like a legend.
Oh,
Verb does like some people. Verb is on some people's
Mount Rushmore. We're not gonna lie.
He's on some people's Rushmore.
What Mount Rushmore?
Look, some people.
The thing is,
I hear you.
Mups, it's hard to hear that from you, and you don't rate a Mook.
I hear that.
I'm done. Because the reason why I say that is because others say that Mook is a legend, innit?
Yeah.
It is, mate.
And Mook has done more for rap, the battle rap scene, than Averb has done.
I would disagree. Yeah. I would say he's done more in the eyes of getting people to look, but Midwest Movement.
Midwest Movement started with him, and he was the worst there.
He started with him, though.
Yeah, and he was...
Who did Mook bring? Because T-Rex was already around. So what did Mook do other than battle J-Mook?
Well, I mean...
He didn't really bring in anyone.
This is my point.
But the difference is, we all watched Smack, and Mook and J-Mills existed. Mook and Party Artie existed.
If we're being honest...
I didn't know about Lux before I saw him battle Mook.
Understandable. What I was going to say was, to be honest, we didn't watch Mook versus J Mills.
We watched J Mills versus whoever. You're right. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. I even watched J Mills versus Sia Castro recently. Yeah, that's very true. That's very, very true. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but he was good. And then we came back, we saw his name again and went, let's see what else he does.
You know what it is? Shout out Midwest Movement because, yeah, I get it. He did start it by trying to speak to the New York guys. And I hear that.
Yeah.
But Hitman and Young Ill were always better than him.
100%.
When they came through, people cared about the Midwest Movement. People cared about Hitman, and people cared about Young Ill than Verb.
If I put it in rap terms,
and Calico,
the Verb in Hitman.
If I put it in rap terms, no one wants to hear a baby verse, but you wanted to hear Juvenile and Wayne.
Yeah,
and Turk.
You back it up,
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like if we weren't for No Baby, there would be no Juvenile or Wayne.
And which you're right, and I agree with that.
That's how you get legendary status.
That's
fair. I don't think you're good enough to be put on a Mount Rushmore.
I agree with you there, and I think that the same way you say no one wants to hear Baby,
yeah,
no one wants to see Ava. But I hate you.
I'm one of them people.
Amped for this battle, but are you not like, yeah, I want to see this?
Brother, I want Awood to win.
Jesus.
That's it. But I don't, I also don't like, yeah, I don't like either.
So we've got half and half.
I don't think he's that good.
Cool. core.
Do you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I like that Averb is on the card because it adds to the star power of the card. But the battle, I couldn't give a shit about.
Fair enough.
Bruv, I can argue and say that that battle was better than bruv, the five battles out on fucking Summer Madness.
That's fair.
And that was all because of A-Ward.
So I know who you're going to say for the next battle.
Shooting that song okay. I'm on my job. Is that Zach Fox?
That's Zach Fox, yes. He's cold, isn't it?
He is fucking the one. Yeah. Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Free
TK. Yeah.
RIP Betty White.
RIP Betty White. And if she ain't there,
she gone. I'm on my job.
Wait, do you know what though? Listen to Jack Fox's album. Zach Fox's album. He's cold. He's got a tune called Babe.
He can rap.
He can rap.
Yeah, who's next on the card?
Listen, yes, must die.
So, but we did all the predictions, yeah?
No.
Oh,
okay. I've got like one last one.
A-verb.
Free verb, two ill will.
No, two ill will. Yeah, exactly. A-Ward,
my bad.
My bad.
You're going drop. When I grab,
Listen, this battle right here, I was fucking gassed when this was announced.
Bang.
Big K versus Ice Pack, Young Ill.
But you know what?
My nigga's back.
Big K still wins. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, he does.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, he does.
I'll be real. Ill should have had. I'm sorry, Young Ill should have a warm up.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you,
bro.
I fully agree.
Someone bar BK, bro.
By the way, if you haven't watched, watch Jay Mills and Cortez. He needs to do what Jay Mills is doing. Swallow your pride. Pause. Pride.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, bro.
Go and battle these.
Small.
Car, brother.
Battles
the foot square and them niggas.
Yeah, bro.
Respectfully. Car, brother,
big case.
Hold on. Put some respect on Cortez's name.
No, I like Cortez.
Why? I like Jesus Cortez. Christ.
Brother, Jay Mills is trying to get his stripes back and he started with Cortez.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that was a bad move?
No, that's what my man should be doing. Young Ill, go back. Go.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying that Cortez is down there?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Am I going to tell me I'm wrong?
Jesus Christ.
What was the last Cortez?
I know what you mean though. Swerve. Compared to K-Shine.
I watched it for Swervo.
Wait, hold on.
Swervo.
Cortez's ass.
Yeah, I know.
Cortez got his
ass. What was the last Cortez battle?
Cortez was doing all right a minute ago.
That you watched.
No, ask one you liked.
We'll do it after. Have you watched Cortez and Swervo?
No.
Look, Swervo.
Why don't you fuck about Swervo?
Oh, then it would have to be that one then. All right, what was the last Cortez battle you liked?
Against Jack Boy.
I don't know.
It might be.
Come on, bro. You know what happened?
No, but.
Did you like
bigger than that?
I'm saying, did you?
Come on, bro.
Cortez in that battle. That's what I'm saying.
No. And that's what I'm mad because people are like, that's the first round that Surf lost. I'm like,
no, but Surf said that was the best.
I know, even because I'm best hooked. Because I watched it, I was like, whoa, what are you talking about?
God damn.
Wait, last two Cortez battle, I was like, I couldn't tell you.
No, it's as soon as I started talking about Cortez, he went on his phone.
Yeah. Because I'm looking to be like, when... I don't watch that. I've stopped watching the app. I pay for that.
Same.
They give me battles I don't give a shit about.
You don't want to see them upload new Cortez. That's why.
Sorry, so random about that.
Wow.
We've got to go back to RB because... You're doing great things, my guy. I don't know why I've done that for
you. I don't know, you're the wrong person.
Yeah, you're
cool.
Doing great, brick by brick. You're doing great things, my guy. I watched Trufo versus Ace Amin the other yesterday night. I was ironing my clothes.
Cool. I allow you then.
Yeah, I was ironing.
Cool, I was confused.
What's all the
Ace battles? No, not his battle.
Nah, Trufo, bro.
I watched that battle.
Why? Ace beat him 30, apparently.
Not good.
Trufo,
brother, do you know how bad it is? Trufo's third round is like a freestyle, like of 8 bars. He might as well have been on like POW.
Trufo stopped plummeting.
Why do you keep on telling me that Trufo's good? That's all I want to know.
But if yes, like what? If I'm saying Trufo's
good, because he had a good run in the tournament.
Because he's a Chicago gangster.
But he's got 230s
though. Yeah, but he also beat Geechee.
Legend and
because we had. We had,
but it's not. Ace, bro. No, but Ace always chopping. That's
no,
Sorry. Let's go back to and
Ice Pack. Big K me.
Firstly, I'm gassed on.
I've got Big K too on Debatable 30.
I don't understand why Street Status have now decided to release party, Ice Pack and John.
No, why though? Because RB is the biggest thing right now, as in the card wise. So right, drop it. Eyes on back in our league.
Get some views. Like that battle happened almost 4 years.
No, I agree with you,
that
but
is horrible.
What card? What battle?
Ice Pack.
I watched it though. I watched it
after they just announced.
Yeah, I can't lie though.
Algorithm man.
Yeah, it was
cheap. Algorithm ball.
John kicked his ass.
Yeah,
quite bad.
You know what? That was a recent upload.
But happened years ago.
Because I was so baffled. I'm like, where's this old battle? I can't even be asked to watch it.
Happened years ago, but Jordan beat him, but.
My thing is, yeah, I was always a big fan of Young Ill. Young Ill was one of my favorite rappers. But I know that come down, and that guy ain't been good for a very long time.
He ain't been bad, though.
You know what? I think he's...
Nah, but he ain't been...
He ain't been the same person.
Bro, I thought, when it's talking about Midwest Movement, Young Ill was the best out of the three St. Louis.
Easily.
Louis rappers. He had... Everything he had performance, he had bars, yep. He had funny, pen, he had a pen, he had everything. Like he was the best.
Yeah, that's why I think Ice Pack might win.
Done against Briz, bro, to some extent. Wait, he wasn't what, shit.
No one heard me.
Yeah, you think it's between him and Hitman? Yeah.
Young Ill might win.
Hitman versus Cortez.
Young Ill might win.
He lost that.
Hitman versus Arsenal. Crazy.
Then you lose that. He killed Arsenal.
And if Young Ill wins, does that mean he's better than
Hollow? But it was awful.
But Young Ill was killing people like... Young Ill killed... DNA...
I said something that I heard.
K-Shine.
Lust of Rex.
That's debatable.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Young Ill at that time... 100%. Young Ill at that time, for me, was the king of St. Louis.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
fair.
I feel like we need to mention Hollow versus Lux.
Didn't we beat JC as well?
You can mention... EJC, yeah. Bruv.
Oh, yeah. And that awful battle on stage. That's when Cardi B was the ring girl.
Yes, she was, man.
No, that was when Young Ill battled Clips.
Face first.
So I think Young Ill's going to win.
I don't know. I can't see it, bro.
I would love him.
The last time I saw him perform.
And the reason why I think he's going to win is because he has more personality than Big K.
Does he?
No.
In my opinion.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm allowed to have an opinion.
No, I think. Hey, I think he does have more personality.
I feel like, I see, when he's rapping at you, there's more like he belittles you stylistically better than Big K would.
Does Mook have more personality than Young Ill?
No, because Mook tries. All right, you know, like Harlem. Harlem will do this whole thing where I'm trying to make everyone think you're stupid, and I'm so much better than you. Whereas Young Ill and I think like people from St. Louis, they more like mock you, but they don't try and put themselves above you. It's just, I'm mocking you. So it's like, you're going to call me a crackhead, but da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, that's funny.
Still. I'm just not sure how it hit.
Imagine
though.
What Big K is going to do with that crackhead angle.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a madness.
But
it's going to be
madness. But it might not hit because it's the crackhead angle.
I don't know, man. Big K, when it comes to angles.
His run right now.
That's what I mean. Everyone has to stop winning at some point. I felt about that battle.
I still said I had Mook clearly winning. Brother, what Big K did with...
Thank you.
Big K did with that, you got to explain math to your child. Explaining calculus to an
infant. I understood it.
Said it the day before.
Yeah.
Bruv, he's going to kill Young Ill, bro. Sorry,
bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mook was never gonna win against Big K in my eyes.
That makes sense.
Should I tell you why?
He hates Mook, bro.
It's not that he hates Mook. It's that everybody kind of looks up to Mook. Big K don't give a fuck. And that's what I wanted, someone to not give a fuck about Mook.
Well, yeah,
there's so many things you could say about Mook. That nobody else has said because they still think, oh, but it's Mook. He was like, fuck it.
What I think it is? Big K won't overthink it. People will overthink it and say, I've got to make it sound super witty and super clever.
Can't lie. Nah. He's Big so K was basic, that runner, but it hits every time.
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's like Big K and like Shug are quite similar in certain aspects in terms of
me get
they
to
just,
the point.
They just, yeah, they get straight to the point.
It's simplistic. In a good way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's why I do want to see Rock West BK. It never happened, but that'd be a
good one. BK
battle.
Punches.
They're both basic, but they hit every time.
Nah, Rock is, Rock is not basic.
That's a good conversation, you know.
Rock is not.
BK punches hard, like, has a harder punch than Shug. I agree.
Yeah, he's got a harder punch than Shug. Yeah. Yeah.
But
in terms of aggression, Shug
maybe that's
more the aggressor.
Let's be honest though, a lot of BK's great battles but in small rooms.
Yeah.
Big stage, the punch is not hitting. I get shook.
This is a blue room, though.
Who was he on the max outs? Who was a BK battled in?
Let me check.
I don't
know. Second max out. I'm sure he was on the.
I'll be real. There's a reason, though. I prefer the small room battles than the big room than the main stage battles. Anyway,
I know he was.
They prefer them, yeah.
He was meant to have able to max out two and then able drop.
Clips.
I think that wasn't. That was a big crowd. Was
big crowd.
Yeah.
No one remembers that.
I think that was max out two. No,
yeah.
I mean, that was max out one. Was it? No, was it two? That was max out. I think it was. Oh, was it? No, there was the Biden and Conquers weren't big rooms.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, I'm lying. Sorry, this was Lifted Soul. That battle.
Oh yes. That was kind of a big crowd, wasn't it?
To be fair, you know, BK hasn't got a lot of big battles.
No, wait, can I say something?
X Factor.
Wait,
not big stage.
Sorry, can I just say something? It's been 3 years, only 3 years since Big K killed Addy Boom.
Oh yes, before lockdown.
Bruv, it's only been 3 years.
Before lockdown. Can I ask you a
He's
question?
Achieved a lot in them 3 years, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, that's an impressive 3 year run.
Nah, it's facts, can I ask you a question about Big K? If he clearly beat A Ward.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clearly beat Mook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he battled Clone on a big stage.
Oh yeah, that
was head ass a big stage.
That was short last minute. Though, yeah, short notice. That was a good battle as well, though. To be fair, if he beats Rex and he beats Young Ill, is Big K clearly champion of the year?
Not clearly. I think it's a
no because Shug didn't win. How about that?
Because what if Twerk beats Hollow? It's not clear, bro. No disrespect, but could you say Hollow is the only high name, like big name? Would have been on there compared towards like you look at Big K and think you've got three legend, well two, you've got one legend, two GOATs, and someone who's arguably like one of the hardest people to end up beating.
Sometimes I think it's unfair though. I know how the game goes in it, but sometimes it's unfair, bro, because I love T-Rex, bro, but beating T-Rex in a battle now is not the same thing, bro.
Facts.
It's just not the same.
90 seconds in GTX. Look at that, I feel like that works in Rex's
In Rex's favor.
That works in his favor so much.
What T Rex are you talking about?
Who's battling again?
Bruv,
Rex and
I'll take round one Rex against
in
Easy.
LA,
yeah,
against
Easy.
And Rex is a crypt now, got bare 60s around him.
Active he lost the battle, but round one Rex against Easy was very impressive.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Even his third,
and my Lion Bees. I'm a life in peace.
Do you know the amount of people that have Rex winning that battle?
Nah, I don't still.
I don't know. I don't know.
Man, I love Rex.
I don't know how many people have Rex winning that battle.
Rex winning that battle, you know.
No, shout out them.
But I
generally
think it's an older crowd, isn't it? It's Smackman.
Smackman. Even round one Rex against.
$3.
Bill.
I was even thinking Ramniti. Ramniti smacked him around, but
no, his first 8 bars. That was it after that, boy.
I'm saying it's not the same Rex.
Yeah, no, man. Unfortunately,
it's a strong case, but I don't think it makes him clearly champion of the year now.
No, it does.
I think it does.
He's beat Mook, bro.
Yeah,
he's not good. Like he's like, Mook is my favorite person, but bro, it's Mook.
I find that hilarious.
BA Ward.
Yeah.
And beats Young Ill. That's a crazy year.
Young Ill is not a big feat, though.
It looks good, bro.
I don't think it looks good now.
What I'm trying to say, right? Hear your argument. Real quick. Your argument is if Big K beats T Rex, it's not really doing anything because T-Rex now. But if he beats Young Ill, it's a big feat. That doesn't make sense to me.
I was just about to say, it's the same thing, bro. Do you know what? Me saying Young Ill, it matters if you beat Young Ill. That's like saying it matters for a battle rapper if he beats J Mills.
Okay.
And J Mills is more active than Young Ill. So how does that make sense?
Compare this to the... All right, cool. So if we're looking at Champion of the Year, then in that sense, then you would possibly mention...
we're saying Big K, then you could say easy the block captain as he had Hitman. He clearly beat Hitman. And Reed Dollars.
He beat Reed. He's in the running.
And then now he's got Disaster.
He's in the running.
If he beats Disaster. So if he beats Disaster.
He's in the running, 100%.
And possibly, let's say he books himself for
whoever he battles,
the Geechee battle.
Yeah.
End of the year, he has the Geechee battle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you could say that
him and Big K are the front runners.
Yeah. I hear that.
I feel like Twerk's still in the conversation.
If he beats Holler.
If he beats
That's Holler.
Why it's not clear. If he beats Holler.
Clear two.
If what Kat was saying, if Big K was to beat all these opponents, is he clear?
I remember, champion of the year, like those have different stipulations for each, every year, it's like this or that, and Easy, technically he's come off URL, like he's got his own league now.
It's impressive.
You know what I'm saying?
It's impressive if Big K or Easy do win champion of the year.
Question.
Facts.
Is this the first time that like, URL will be struggling to have a contender for Battle of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Twerk will be a contender, though.
Struggle. Twerk's the biggest contender.
Yes. If it's not Twerk, it's Chef Trez.
Wow. Did you hear what you just said?
If it's not Twerk, it's Chef Trez.
That's mad.
He had how many battles? Oh, he had two on.
Yeah, he did. And then
Briz was the decider.
Briz was next, yeah.
That in the AF battle. Yeah. So, yeah, fair enough.
Why would Rock not be a contender?
What's the
time now? Why would Rock not be a contender? Yeah, are you out? Yeah,
I hear that. To be fair, we pretty much said everything. We can just wrap up. To be honest with you, know.
Love.
Sorry, you said what? What were you saying before? About why not Tay Rock?
Yeah, why not Tay Rock?
What battles has Rock had this year?
Swerver.
Hustle. Yeah, Hustle.
Swerver.
Great
Hustle.
Battle.
Was Stumbles this year?
Stumbles was the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Ryder was this year. Yeah, he's definitely not in the run.
Cuban.
He's had Cuban and some other random battles. He's had a few random battles.
Yeah. The only one would now be Av. Av might be his biggest one. Av and Hustle might be his biggest ones. Or in the 2-on-2, if you want to say that.
And let's be honest, big battles are not necessary to be champion of the year. They just want you to battle.
No, that's true. It's not.
Fendi. Overall, RBE, big up yourselves every single time.
Big up yourself.
I'm looking forward to more announcements. Hopefully, Briz comes back.
Brother, I apologise in advance if Briz gets booked. This card, or if he has been booked, because yeah,
Briz versus Shine.
If Briz is booked for anything, Briz wins.
Saying this better than someone mid. Saying this better. RBE's over some. Only has three battles from the RBE card.
That's
better.
Yes,
that's mad.
Yes,
yeah, I agree. I actually agree.
Yes,
yeah.
STL stand up, man. We
are. Do not book. Do not book Big T.
Yeah, don't book. Yeah. Get that guy out. Overall, big up to everyone that's been supporting us. Shout out to everyone that was commenting in the last video. We understand the controversy. Is what it is. You guys sort that out, man.
Like,
you guys have
like
a conversation. Sort that out amongst yourselves.
It
love
matter.
Love to the interaction every single time, whether positive or negative. We know it wasn't directed to us. Yeah, but
bang.
Shout out to our guests.
Facts, man. Like,
that's listen. Harrison Tech every single time.
Let them say what they're saying. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you do, you do.
Shout out to Don't Flop. Shout out to Premier Battles. We are going to speak about that as well. Shout out to GTX. We will speak about that as well. The Tay Rock card, we will speak about that as well. And also the Easy to Block Captain card, the New York versus Philly card, we will speak about that as well.
And we do see there's more pen game battles. So
yes, and we are going to.
There will be some more from the rooftops.
100%. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe. Big up to every single person that's rooting for the roofers to get to 1K because we were trying to get to 1K, bitch.
Bang, bang, bang.
Everyone subscribe to us, please.
Bang,
Shout out to everyone that's watched the shit I've been doing on Link Up TV as well, man.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, big up
your thing on Link Up TV and them things there.
Shout out to Link.
Get me.
M. Lavontel.
You told you bad man don't dance.
M. Lavontel, you know. Big names.
Mm. Mm.
I like that name, you know.
Mm. Yeah. I like everything about the name. So.
Hey, like, share, comment, subscribe. Hey, Rufus, we're gone, man.